Blog Talk Radio.
Think about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow, there are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, baby, in this beautiful rainforest. But do you love yourself? Do you truly love yourself? Or are you finding it a struggle to love yourself every single day? How to love yourself properly like never before. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So that's the question that came in. Someone's like, Ralph, I don't love myself. In fact, I've never ever loved myself. I wake up feeling depressed, miserable. I don't like who I see in the mirror, Ralph. How can I love myself properly? That's a great question. Look, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Because yes, I've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. There was a time when I didn't like myself. I didn't love myself. I would stare into the mirror, and I'm like, I don't like the person staring back at me. So how did I go from not loving myself to absolutely loving myself? Right? And the cat down the road is proud of me. Close your eyes. Now, I want you to picture yourself. Are you smiling right now? Or are you frowning? You see, when you have the best mental image of yourself, that's how you start to learn how to love yourself. Loving yourself is the secret to becoming your greatest version. Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Loving yourself is the secret to becoming your greatest version. You see, so many of us, we don't love ourselves because we have a poor mental image of ourselves. We think of ourselves poorly. We perceive ourselves poorly. So what helped me along my journey was to realize this. The perception you have of yourself is more important than the perception other people have of you. What? Slow motion this side. But I really want to please them, Ralph. Exactly. That's why so many people don't love themselves. Spend time alone in a rainforest, in the woods, by the ocean. Get to know yourself to love yourself. You see, self-love begins with self-acceptance. It's hard to accept yourself in this modern-day world where everybody is comparing their profile to someone else. Well, it's time to be alone to really form an intimate relationship with yourself. And that's how you learn how to love yourself. But no. But no. Stop caring what they think. They aren't important. You have to live with you. You see, what helped me along my journey was to realize this. I'm only spending time with people who accept me for who I am. For people who embrace my uniqueness. I'm not about fitting into other people's standards. And that's why I say, can I get a hello? I mean, who does that? This is all what helps me to love myself. When I disliked myself, it was because I was trying to fit in to other people's standards. I wasn't truly happy. So always do it for you. Forget about the audience. Forget about the crowd. Ask yourself, am I happy where I am right now? Spend time also with people who make you happy, who make you feel good about yourself, who don't always try and change how you were made. You were made this way by the universe for a reason. Now, how to love yourself properly, like never before. You see, many times we can't love ourselves because we hold the past against ourselves, not realizing we were at a particular state of consciousness, awareness at that time. So every single day to love myself, I'm forgiving myself. I'm even, deep divers, forgiving myself when I didn't even love myself. I'm like, that young Ralph didn't even know better. But now I absolutely love myself, okay? So you have to forgive your mistakes, your past transgressions, to realize that, hey, at the time, you were doing the best you knew how to do. Now you know better. So see the good even in your past. see the good even in your mistakes. See the good and learn from the past. See it as a valuable learning tool. And that's what helps me to love myself. I'm work in progress. I'm a walking masterpiece, but I'm also work in progress, okay? You can be the work in progress and also the masterpiece at the same time. Slow motion this side. How to love yourself like never before. I said many years ago, to love yourself, go to the place where you find your greatest power. Go to the place where you find your greatest power. Every single day I'm on the beach, because that's where I find my greatest power. Infinite waters, Hawaii chilling, Sierra Leone chilling, right? The best beaches in the world, I'm there. Because I'm going to the place where I find my greatest power. Invest in your happiness. When was the last time you went out with some friends and just had a good laugh? Like, that's what will help you love yourself. You see, we deny ourselves of the pleasures of a better existence. That's why we can't love ourselves. We're all so serious. Why so serious? It's time to loosen up, and that's what helped me to love myself. It was time to loosen up, and now I'm like, oh, I actually love myself because I'm letting go. I'm not being so rigid. I'm going to the place which makes me happy. Do more things which makes you happy. Slow motion this side. That actually makes me happy. Should we do it again? Slow motion this side. Slow motion that side. You see? Stop apologizing. No, I'm not going to say sorry for doing it twice. I love doing slow motion, and that's how I love myself. You see, the moment I began to love myself, great things happened. The moment I began to love myself, phenomenal things happened. It starts like this. If you are always criticizing yourself for everything you want, you will never ever love yourself. Start praising yourself for everything you are. Even if you're not there yet, at least you're moving towards it. We grow up in our society with images of what's perfect. Don't you realize those people were photoshopped by me? I airbrushed their pictures. It's not real. They don't even look like that, right? So to love yourself, ladies, to love your body, stop comparing yourself to other models. Because they don't even look like that. I've seen them in person. You have a beautiful body. How the universe made you. Your beautiful curves, embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. You have that body for a reason. It's time to stop apologizing for how you were made. It's time to stop apologizing for how you think. It's time to stop apologizing for expressing your emotions because you don't want to be considered as weak. You see, there was a long time where I was just mute. I'm a Pisces, by the way. Born on March 3rd, so I won a lot of presents on March 3rd. Deep divers, I've told you my birthday. When is it? March 3rd. I'm not going to apologize for saying that. Because that's what loving yourself is all about. You got to be proud of yourself. Stop apologizing for getting emotional. Don't you realize that emotion means energy in motion? It shows that you have a deeper level of sensitivity than most people who are so desensitized. That's how you love yourself. When you really start becoming more vocal, you learn how to speak even if your voice shakes. You're not afraid. Not today, not any day. No. That's how you love yourself. You got to be vocal. You got to stand up for your right and don't give up the fight. Shout out to Bob Marley. You're looking a bit shaky, baby. Well, it's time for you to start expressing yourself and stop apologizing for how you feel. Don't let anybody tell you how you feel is invalid. Every emotion you are feeling is valid, and that's how you love yourself. Don't allow anybody to tell you to snap out of it. Don't allow anybody to tell you it's just a phase. What you're going through matters to you. And when you realize that, that's how you love yourself. 7-Day Vegan Challenge. Let's talk about it. Woo! It's getting hot in here. Now, I just bought a lot of blueberries today, high in vitamin C. I love blueberries, and they smell fantastic, okay? To love yourself, it means, for me, having a better relationship with your body. So that can only come for me when I'm eating a plant-based diet. I've been a vegan for over 13 years, and every single day I look like I'm 17. People are like, Ralph, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 17, right? I look very, very young, thanks to blueberries. But when I started to become a vegan, I had a lot of people who were like, Ralph, you're losing weight. You're looking skinny. Where are you going to get... Ralph, the classic question, where are you going to get your protein from? Where are you going to get your protein from? And I just chucked, like, literally just chucked a whole load of chlorella all over them. That's where, right? Stop apologizing for how you eat. I got a good friend who only drinks cold pressed juice. Now, I'm a vegan, but I'm not like a fanatic. So I'm just like, hey, if it's regular juice, I'll drink it. But she's like, I only drink cold pressed juice. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. She loves herself. I'm not going to start criticizing her. Like, so you got to respect your food journey. Some people are raw vegan. And I don't have anything to say about that. That's bad. I'm like, do you, I'll do me. Right? And probably I might join you. But for now, I love this brown rice and avocado salad for the 7-day vegan challenge. Okay? So don't let anybody make you feel bad with your eating regimen, your routine. I meet people who are doing fasting. Okay? And there have been numerous benefits of intermittent fasting. So once again, live your food journey and realize, once again, you are work in progress, but also the masterpiece at the same time. It's okay to experiment with different foods. You're young. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Exactly. How to love yourself properly like never before. We're getting hot and heated and passionate in here. Oh, yes, we are. I want to help other people, Ralph, but wait a minute. You can't even help yourself. You see, there's a reason why I have over 1 million subscribers. There's a reason why I'm inspiring millions of people, because I love myself. When I didn't love myself, it wasn't happening. But I was like, hey, maybe I should help other people. But I can't even help myself. That's why I didn't even love myself more. Because I knew that deep inside. The reason why I connect with so many people is because I'm becoming whole every single day. I'm moving into my heart space. Every single day I'm moving into my heart space. So to love yourself properly like never before, move from your ego, edging goodness out, no slow motion, deserves one though, to your heart space, and learn how to fill your own cup first before you start pouring in other people's cups. You see, you can't give people what you don't have. You will just feel drained, and that's why people don't love themselves. I've been inspiring people for years, millions. That's why I know what I'm talking about. I've seen the results in my own life, my own transformation, that, frankly, I have a lot to give. I have a lot to share because I've been blessed every single day from the universe. So make sure if you really want to help people, help yourself first. Heal yourself before you try and heal other people. There's a reason why I can help people. I studied psychology, I love people, and I love the cat down the road, but I'm whole within myself, so I don't feel drained. I've been doing this a long time, and that's what helps me love myself. Don't help people before you help yourself. Start with yourself first, and then the cup will runneth over. The cup will runneth over. It will runneth over. How to love yourself properly like never before. For me, it's all about no censorship, no filter. Raw, organic, no makeup here. What you see is what you get. It's me, it's Infinite Waters. Live in the flesh, okay? You have to really be authentic to love yourself. Stop trying to fit into other people's expectations they have of you. Ladies, fellas, I allow people to see the inner me more than the outer me, because the reason I have over 1 million subscribers is because of the message. I'm touching people's hearts, millions all around the world, and it's not going to stop. We're only going to become more successful. Another way to love yourself is believe in yourself and have confidence, okay? So, I'm always in a good humor because I'm always realizing the power of authenticity. How you are is perfect. You don't have to change. Accept yourself as you are, okay? You're good enough. Oh, yes, you are good enough. That's how you love yourself. Stop feeling like you have to put on a massive show. I'm just being myself, yet I'm inspiring millions of people. Just being myself. So I went from not loving myself to loving myself when I realized the power of just letting go. Not trying so hard, because the more you try hard to please people, you create resistance. Resistance makes stronger. It creates suffering. So release resistance. Say, this is me. And then trust your instincts and your intuition to really love yourself. Say, okay, where I am right now, this environment, is it really serving me? Is it really helping me become my greatest version? Only go to environments which will take you to the next level of evolution and consciousness. Only place yourself in environments that have your best interest at hand to help you become your greatest version. How to love yourself properly like never before. Baby, beautiful deep divers. What's helped me along my journey is to let go of a just over broke, a job which doesn't serve me. We get stuck in jobs which we feel that's all we're good for. I'm only good for this kind of job. That was me along my early journey. I didn't love myself. I was just happy to have a job, not realizing I'm a multidimensional being having a human experience. That means I can create any reality I choose. And that's what I've done. That's why life is very fruitful right now. Life is very fruitful right now because I realize the possibilities are endless. I had to let go of jobs which were not serving me to start embracing a new outlook, to start embracing a new lifestyle. I don't have a job, I have a lifestyle, and that's what helps me love myself. The reason I'm sharing every single day is because I truly love myself and I love what I'm doing. To love yourself, make sure wherever you're working, it's nourishing your soul and it's helping you to find your soulmate. Your soulmate. How to love yourself properly like never before. Deep divers, what's helped me along my journey, plain and simple, is to let go of relationships that don't serve you. Shabby ass relationships that nobody needs. But Ralph, I don't want to be alone and I don't love myself because I know I shouldn't be in this relationship. You better run that way. You see, it's better to be single and happy than in a relationship and hate yourself. Slow motion this side. I've counseled thousands of people, relationship counseling. I get over 3,000 messages every single day. More than that, right? A lot of these are relationship questions. Ralph, my boyfriend is like this and like that, and he's making me feel a certain way, or my girlfriend, my wife, my husband, okay? Not the cat down the road, but they don't love themselves because they know they're not with a person who truly appreciates them. So to love yourself, and what helped me to love myself was to only be with people who appreciate me, once again, for who I am. Energy is contagious. If you know this secret principle, you learn how to love yourself. I've got amazing friends. Amazing friends I could call right now. They would be there for me. I'll be there for them. That's how I love myself, by realizing we become like the energy we surround ourselves with most often. Loving yourself is a process. If you don't love yourself now, don't worry. It will come once you let go of relationships, interactions that don't serve you, that are shallow, and you start creating more depth in every single interaction, more meaning in every single interaction. And now you start to feel whole within yourself. How to love yourself properly like never before. Appreciate yourself. Be proud of how far you've come. You see, time and time again, we forget where we first started. I remind myself where I first started, when I was just in my backyard, in a garden, And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just in the garden. I've come a long way. And it's been a long journey. And the journey still continues. But I'm proud of my journey going from this to that. And that's what helps me love myself every single day. I'm like, if I can go through all the stuff I've been through, I can definitely, definitely go through anything else. Loving yourself comes with self-praise. Loving yourself comes with self-admiration. And that's how you can give to other people. Once you feel complete and whole within yourself. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature. Have a beautiful day. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy, peace. You.
And everyone watching this video, my name is Ebony, and in this video I want to talk about the spiritual significance of birds. Birds are messengers of God. They're situated in the top proximity of the universe. Like they high up. You see birds, when you're looking at birds, you're looking up in the sky. So they are closer to God than pretty much anyone, right? So there is a spiritual significance and message when you see birds, especially if you see a particular bird all the time. And I really want to make this video because I've had several encounters with birds. The first time I really, really paid attention was a couple of days after I cut my face, and I was on a cruise, and I saw two white doves in the middle of the ocean. Like, there was no land, no one was around me, like no one was on the rail. It was literally just me, like no one else could witness it. Thank God I had my phone. Got two doves that I've been watching forever, and I want to know the significance of these two doves in the middle of the ocean. That was the first time to me that I realized, like, wow, this is real. And more recently, I'm always seeing cardinals. Like, I'm always seeing cardinals every morning when I go running. And I just wanted to make a video because I'm well-versed in repeating numbers and angel numbers. But it's not just that. There are so many different ways for the universe to communicate with you and for you to receive divine guidance from God, you know, messages from God. And there is a, and not only that, in my book, and I'm thinking, like, I know that I'm growing and your path will be revealed to you, because I never even promote that I speak about spirit animal totems. Like, I didn't even think, like, my book is titled Understanding Synchronicities and Their Meaning, but I do have a chapter with animal totems. So the more that I experience seeing different animals and, you know, spirit guides, I refer to my book. And I've been looking up cardinals and dragonflies lately. And I haven't made a video about animal totems. So anyway, I say all that to say this. So now I'm going to go and I'm going to start explaining to you the messages that animal totems bring to you. And another thing about me, I look up, to me, I feel like if it's good luck in China, it'll be good luck for me. If it's good luck, if the Native Americans look at this animal as good luck, like even though I may not practice whatever their faith is completely, I still am like, oh wow, you know, the Native Americans, when I do my research, this is the way I research and get my information. I basically want to hear everyone's perspective. Like, what do you think when you see white doves? What does it mean in Christianity? What does it mean in Islam? What does it mean in something else? Like, I don't know. it means something about prosperity or abundance or good luck or, you know, love or anything like that, I kind of take heed to messages like that. So, back to the birds. So, when birds fly into your experience, it is basically time for you to have a transformation. You are evolving. You are about to ascend. You're going to vibrate higher because birds are situated in the highest proximity. You got to elevate your thoughts. It's time for you to go to another level. Come on up here with us. That's what the bird is telling you. The bird symbolizes freedom and choice, just not being locked down. So maybe if a bird keeps appearing in your experience, you are supposed to be free. You know, whatever constraints you may be having in your life, you should be free like a bird. So not only are birds messengers of God, the message to you is that you are a messenger as well. Okay? If a bird keeps flying in your experience, or you notice a particular bird, or you always notice this type of bird, like, they're providing you that same energy. It's not common. Like, every single person every day is not going to see the same thing you see. So when you see it all the time, it is trying to get your attention. Anything that shows itself to you repeatedly is a sign. It's not a coincidence. These are messages from the divine. These are messages from God. Like, you have this same, energy. We're providing you with this same strength to go and soar. Spread your wings, fly, you know, do whatever it is you need to do. That's the message. I love it. I love it because I know that I'm talking to myself right now. I'm talking to myself right now. And you. See? It's a win-win situation. Birds are also lovers. They're not fighters. They don't want to fight, you know. So that energy is reminding you to remain calm, to remain peaceful, and to always radiate love. You know, you don't see birds coming around just pecking, messing with people. They are just flying peacefully, minding their business, enjoying the wind, enjoying the energy, the environment. They're just, you know, they're bringing a sense of calmness and peace, telling you to elevate, right? I also read that Christians see birds as souls living in paradise. I love that quote. Souls living in paradise. So, you know, a bird, like, I wanted to start off with birds because they are messengers of God, okay? They're messengers of God. So pay attention. This is what I would advise you to do. If you are unclear what the message is, but you know you always see a bird or these particular birds or whatever, when you see them, now that you pay attention and now that you know, just say, what do I need to know? Ask a question. Can you be more specific? Let me know what I need to know, God. What's the next step for me to take, God? Like, make your question plain, and it will be revealed to you in a perfect way for you. You're going to get the answer to your question. You know, you're going to get direction. You're going to get clear guidance if you ask for it. You know, the birds are the little messengers. Like, let's see if you're paying attention. Now that you're paying attention, okay, come on. Pay closer attention. Now it's like, okay, ask questions. Asking it is given to you. Whatever it is you want, you're going to get it. So when you see a bird, flying in your experience, you should just imagine yourself being just as free as that bird at the height of your career, at the height of your life, at the height of whatever success or whatever endeavors you want. You're just flying high, just like that bird, because it's bringing you that message. It's bringing you that message of freedom and peace and calmness. So you have to be able to visualize yourself flying high just like that bird, because it's bringing you that energy. It's bringing you that energy so that you can soar. So say thank you. You know, acknowledge the fact that you see them. Acknowledge the fact that you're paying attention. Okay, ooh, what message are you bringing me today? What should I know? What would you like for me to know? You'll find out. It'll be revealed to you, and it will come to you in the most perfect way. Birds are messengers of God. So leave me a comment. Let me know your experience with birds. I'm going to tell you about my experience with white doves, and I'm going to tell you about my experience with cardinals. Then I'm going to tell you more about all types of animal totems, grasshoppers, butterflies, dragonflies, cats, black cats, snakes, all types of animal totems. I can't, it was like a light bulb just went off, and my best friend was like, you need to start making videos about the animals too. Duh, I definitely need to tell you about the animals that have appeared in my experience. So they're all messages, they're all omens, they are all guides to help you along your path and your journey. So I'm going to help you as well. I just wanted to let you know that you should pay attention to the signs. Birds are messengers from God. They let you know that you are a messenger as well. There's something that you need to tell the world. So go ahead and get started. Don't forget to enroll in my mini courses. There are so many ways that you can send me love and to support me. You could put a heart in my comments. Love is the highest vibration you can emit, angels. You can download my books. I have a book called Angels Everywhere, Understand the Synchronicities and Their Meanings. And I also have animal totems in this book. I describe them as well, along with my experiences with them. Don't forget to check the links in my description. And send me some love. You can just put a heart in my comments. And I love you back.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. I am your host, Haru, guys, and as you guys always know, I'm joined with the Ear family. So today, guys, we are talking about animal totems. I am so ecstatic, so happy to be talking about this particular topic today because I've been wanting to do this podcast since January, y'all. January. But a lot of things needed to come through, you know, first, and the way that these broadcasts happens is they are spiritually felt. You know what I mean? So some of it is shipped around depending on the order of the day. But the order of the day for spiritual animal totems, I feel, is perfect, you know, especially after this full moon. I know nationwide, it rained after the full moon. So, you know, that's a great sign for, you know, cleansing, you know, and stuff like that. So animal totems, guys, are you guys seeing animal totems? You know, and one thing that I have realized is animal totems are, they differ for you. Whatever animal totem that you may be in sync with may resonate. Don't call me on this, y'all, but what I'm finding in experience is the animal totem that you're attracted to or that is attracted to you, it all is defined on the frequency in which you are on in that moment. You know, these animal totems can it can be a reflection, right? It can be a reflection of, you know, what you may need to pay attention to. It can be confirmation that you are on path, that you are on track, you know, whatever it is. I think, you know, utilizing your intuition, you know, would be very vital. You know, for me, it was owls for a long time, but owls. And I know with my attraction to owls, and their attraction to me, you know, I know that was, and I was going through spiritual, at the beginning, at the brink of my spiritual growth, you know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, wisdom, you know what I mean? Just get that wisdom is the message that I received from the owls. Get this wisdom, you know? So for many years, guys, I had to be a student, you know, and just really sit down and go within myself, you know. And I put a quiz, guys, in the show notes. I put a few things in the show notes, guys. First off, I put that YouTube clip from Ralph Smart because a lot of you guys like that YouTube clip. So the YouTube clip is in the show notes. Also, one of her books is in the show notes as well because outside of Animal Totems, there is Seeing Numbers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are seeing numbers. A lot of us are trying to understand the mathematics of the universe. We understand or overstand that something is going on, you know, that's bigger than us, but we quite don't understand and we kind of want to tap in, you know. So I put a book there, King Simon. King Simon is in all of our show notes, guys. So King Simon is a numerologist, right? So he pretty much gives you the numerical. He's like the best in the business, you know what I'm saying? King Simon is. I spoke with him recently and we had a session, and I mean, it was one of the best sessions of my entire life. All right, so if you want to contact King Simon, King Simon is a great, one of the best numerologists. His phone number, you know, I can go ahead and give it to you. Please text, okay? Do not call this phone number, guys. He requires for you to send a text. That text number is going to be area code 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. So, yeah, you can send him a text, you know, with your date of birth, and he'll reply with the instructions that he needs from you in order to proceed. But it's $100 for 30 minutes, but I promise you guys, it's the best 30 minutes that you will ever, life-changing type shit. So, anyway, outside of the numbers, guys, spiritual animal totems, I put a quiz for you guys, all right? So, there is a quiz in the show notes. So, if you're unaware, you know, just click on the quick on the quiz, you know what I'm saying? Just click on the quiz and take the quiz. You know, I don't like to always use these things as a definite, you know, like we spoke about yesterday. It's just, you know, kind of fun stuff that we can do to kind of, you know, ignite a spark, you know. But at the end of the day, we all individually for your own self should be the judge of what it is for you to conclude what it is. You know, don't never allow anyone else to conclude what it is for you, but for you to conclude what it is for you. Some of us may have a hard time with that, and that's okay. You know, whatever works for you until we do better, or if you even do it at all, you know, but whatever works for you in balance or in my yacht, you know what I'm saying? Do what's best for you at the end of the day. All right, so that's what we're talking about, guys. I know Eternal is also in tune with the there's some magical shit going on over there with Eternal. I've been looking at all of that, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get from him, you know, so let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Eternal, peace and love. We're talking about the animal totems today. Peace, how are you? It's rising. All right, you may be muted on your end, Eternal.
Peace,
we can hear you now. Feeling great today. Feeling recharged somewhat.
Yeah, getting them chargers, recharge yourself, you know, battery.
Yeah.
I want to put it inside of self, you know, self-reflecting energy that comes back and forth when you're getting the echoes or the etching to a sketch, you know, sketch.
Yes, reflection.
Yeah, images. How strong do we stand out? Or do we stand in the moment?
If you are on an earpiece or there's a lot of wind or something like that, we
can't
hear you.
Yeah, I can
hear
them right here. How about now?
Okay. That's a little better, but that's just still wind.
That's just the wind, yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was saying that, you know, if we're really knowing how to sketch or sketch the etch or the echo, is how our images are reflecting our images. So after we see it once, twice, three times, you can see more of what is cycles or sickle. Is it sickles being a peak of walking up the sickle, or is it cyclic as in psychic thoughts? So, yeah. The birds, the animals, the insects, they all have a mystical way of talking to us. And there's the moment of, do we see the peak of S and peak with our thought? How do we actually connect to it? The numbers and how we reflect and constantly, is this the numerical value of the house is what house are you in, same aspect, you know. So it's giving us our strength, and we're seeing the vortex of what is strengthening ourselves. So how do you strengthen yourself? And these are those moments of clarity and what's in our strength for making that what it is called clarity, you know. Destruction becomes a point of where you said earlier, like, just like how the brother said, Ralph, he was like, if you're in a room that's just toxic, do you want to become toxic too? You know, so is it a point where you discipline yourself? I have my roommate, she has a son who went to connect with everybody at the family meeting. And everybody was sitting down, and he decided to stand up. And they was like, why are you standing up? And he's like, just disciplining myself right now. And they was like, okay. You know, so us as elements, we're working our elements. What is an airbender? What is a firebender? What is an earthbender? What is a fire? It has to do with air. What does air have to do with water? You know, what is it that helps both sides of the elements that we're using when we're bending? And how does it actually show an attraction, or is it a distraction? So in our avenue of saying social networking, are we social or are we just social? This is where the animals also have that same reflection. Their bodies also deal with stress. And if we don't see how animals actually nurture each other, we'll just see how the animals actually prey on each other. There's this point of new knowledge. Where is it coming from? And it's only coming from the old, you know. We call it new because we haven't seen it before. And since we haven't seen it before, other people will see it as newer than what you've seen it as.
Yeah.
It's consistent. That's why they call it conscious. Constant and consistent at the same time. So it explains how would you see a number in value as it becomes a zero in origin, or did you see it as just numbers of where it came from?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Our consistency come back to the bird. What is the bird, though? Do you know?
I have ideas. I have ideas, but I wouldn't say that I just know.
Okay. So what is now?
Now, I would say now is now. Now is the present moment. Now is what you feel in this moment.
So if it's a moment, is it just constant, or is it a moment that just now passed when we say present?
Now is a moment. Now is a fleeting moment. I would describe it as a fleeting moment because it's now, but it's fleeting because it always changes.
Which makes it a past, correct?
Right. But since the past even exists,
it's past. Right. So now it's a past, P-A-S-S versus a P-A-S-T. We pass by a lot of things, right?
P-A-S-T. There's that wordplay. Okay, so P, are you saying, one more time, run that back. So past, as we know it, is P-A-S-T, and then you stated another.
P-A-S-S.
P-A-S-S, okay, all right, gotcha. Okay.
You pass the ball, who catches it?
When
you pass
the ball
to somebody,
Yeah, you do, right? You're passing it to someone else, or someone else passing it to you.
Right. Now, is it consistent so that you're still passing the ball, or is it passed and you just pass the ball? Because even a P-A-S-T becomes a P-A-S-S-E-D.
I would say it depends on the situation.
Okay. So now it has to be a present knowing of why is it still present if you're still doing it. This will make the bird a constant, you know, you're talking to, as the sister said, to the messenger. the messages come from the highest peaks that you can possibly even not think of. And now that if you could think of, would you go that far in that bird's eye and see a bird's eye view from 270 degrees, or do you see even what 360 is? From a flat form to a reform, and now you see the U and I form. And that's why it's become formal to uninformal. To what we think of, as we think of, just a bird. A bird is a body, and a body is a bird. How do we get the bird to see from a body? Or see a body from a bird. This is why the bird was put on the body. And now we call it haru, haru. Because it's the her and you, and the highest peak of what you seek is coming from what we call unique in thought. It comes from the essence of that one eye of Ra to the two eyes of what we know to what. It gives Ra that connection to haru. How do you see your views of two becoming three? It's still a trinity. It's still that trinity view, so... It's a purpose to how you see why the totems are important for us to see two atoms, as in two atoms, two metals. This is how the tomato is like an apple. We eat it to get the actual seed and the seed to give us juice from the fruit. This is the proceeding of self. We're learning how that tree of life is the seed of life, and that life is just life going back into and out of itself. Your familiars are now open to you. That's why your chakras will now be open if you go to the right areas, as Ralph said, to the places where you feel more invited to learn your higher self versus just feel like you're just including yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a powerful YouTube clip from Ralph. It was one he did a few years ago, but, you know, it called me Friday, so I've been listening to it every day since Friday. But all right, UNCLJ, to the callers, you guys, we see you in the caller queue. Some of you I think are listening, so if I come around to you and you're just listening, just let me know that you're just simply listening, guys. To anyone else who's listening, if you're listening online, just know that you will be cut off at the top of the hour. So you can call in any time before to continue to listen, or you can wait about 2 hours, and you can listen to the replay of the last hour. The number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure to press 1 only if you want to be a part of the show, or I will call on you, you know, when you press 1. But if not, guys, you can simply call and just listen. Without pressing 1. All right, so we'll go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ. I remember it was Bees last year, a waltz for you last year. You was attracting that too. So what's your spin on these animal totems?
Greetings, everybody. Peace, love, and light. Peace from our garden.
I'm actually there's a symphony going on. On my patio.
Oh, nice.
And there's birds that are communicating. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but the insects and the birds are singing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all can hear that. It's weird because it's like, okay, this is the show, and this is what's going on. And as everything is being brought to the forefront, I'm paying attention to the birds. It triggered something in me that I learned in school. Birds are actually rodents with wings, but they're also attached to the snake family. So, you know, when we start playing in this arena, a lot of animals and insects are unique. I think I shared with you yesterday when we talked that the cicadas are going to be in Georgia this year. They come every 17 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Cicadas are animals that are winged insects that have red eyes, and they're normally black or brown. And their whole life cycle is to be born, to have sex, recreate, which means they plant the larvae, and then they die. And they do this every 17 years. So... the cicadas will be active in Georgia. I'm freaking out, y'all. No bullshit, because there's certain things I'm just like, ew. And they're ugly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them. I don't want to
ugly but powerful, I'm sure.
And they are, because the fact that they only come every 17 years, that's the eighth.
Mm.
And they only come, their life cycle is to procreate and transition.
That's
their only purpose. They come in droves, kind of like locusts. It's a lot of them. They come like rain and snow. They be all up in the trees. And you have to walk around with umbrellas because they fall everywhere once they die. And so they're all over the ground like snow. And you experience this life cycle with them through nature. And I was introduced to them in Cincinnati. And so I freaked out, and, we were doing a family outing. I mean, gathering at my Aunt Jean's house, and we were in her yard. And these things started falling, and I was like, what is that? I had lived in Georgia, and I had lived in New York, and, I've never – they don't come to New York. You know what I'm saying? I don't – what the hell is a cicada? Man, went outside and it started getting windy and these bugs started falling everywhere like snow. Now, Auntie used to rock weave back in the day, so I had a weave ponytail in my head. I'm cute, y'all. We together with the fam. I'm cute. In 2.1 seconds, I was snatching off my clothes and snatching off that hair because these things were all over me and I didn't know what to do. And Aunt Jean was like, get her an umbrella. And I'm like, it's not raining. Why do you keep saying umbrella? Get me in the house. Somebody help me get in the house. And Aunt Jean is like, you have to have an umbrella now because they're falling out of the trees. They're dying. They are born to die. They're born, they lay eggs, they die. So they're going to be out here. So if you can't take it, you're going to have to stay in the house. Every 17 years, they come. So I'm conquering the fear of the cicada because in my lifetime, I have experienced them twice. See, there's a season for this. I've experienced them in Cincinnati, and now they're going to – I moved away, and they're following me. They're coming to Georgia. Oh, shit. Wow. Okay, so I have a message within the cicada. I've got to find out what that is because now you're following me. I left where you came before. I live there no more. Why are you coming to Georgia? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? It's a message there. I don't know what it is, but I'm scared. I ain't going to lie. I don't like bugs.
Yeah.
I don't, but I am enjoying the butterflies in my now, in my present. I'm enjoying butterflies. I've seen two yellow butterflies. There's a multitude of different birds flying through, and they're singing. There's an orchestra that's off in the distance that kind of sounds like it's rippling. Like they're singing something off in the distance, but it's making sense the closer the birds to me are singing. It's a rhythm, and then it ripples off. And it's unique because I've never paid attention to that before. So I'm kind of learning during the show in the experience of the now. So I'm just enjoying the moment. As long as they don't touch me and bother me, stay over there and I'm going to stay over here and we're going to enjoy the ecosystem together and I'll get the messages from afar. Then we're great. Because owls have attacked me, so I'm afraid of owls. I don't do owls because I have antennas on my head. I don't come outside at night where I know that there's a large population of owls because owls think that your hair is food source because they're little stringy-looking things like worms and different stuff like that. So I work hard to, cover my head now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back into spring and the owls are out. That's also wisdom, though.
Yes. From what I hear, you saying is that, the ultimate thing, I couldn't hear your orchestra because it was one going on over here, too, front and back.
Okay.
So they are loud. So, I couldn't hear. But, this has been prevalent, in such a way to where you can't ignore what's going on. The things that are going on in this 1 year, because we're in a 1 year, if I'm not mistaken,
you know, the new beginning, the rebirth. So it's a lot of shit happening, a lot of mystical shit, magical shit that's happening in our now. So, you know, just ultimately all I'm saying is that what I hear is nature is speaking in such a way that we can't ignore, and it's for us to pay attention. You know, I personally have made it my mission to go feed them, you know, at least a few times a week at the same certain spots. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the ducks, you know, at this certain spot by the airport that I go to, as soon as I pull up, they know. I don't know what connection, what the hell. It's like I've done it three times and they know. The spots you've seen, Auntie, the local spots that I go to, the birds know. It's like they see, and I'm from what Eternal's been attracting dragonflies, and he's been holding birds in his hand, okay, y'all? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the birds, you know, they are in sync with our frequency as well. It is some more, I want to say it's some more shit going on, but what I mean is some more stuff going on, but in a magical way. You good? Mm-hmm. In a magical way. So, yeah. I want Eternal to tell me about his experience. Eternal, can you tell us about your experience, especially with the dragonfly? And I think you were holding one of the blackbirds here recently.
Yeah, the dragonfly was a mystical, like you said, thing. I found myself holding for a period of time that I didn't think would happen.
Yeah.
I got more deeper into knowing that it was the day before. There was a bunch of dragonflies that we actually went to a ceremonial situation with Brother Khalifa, Elder Khalifa, who basically does the Nat Turner Trail. He had people coming from California, New Jersey area, and they were coming to really see Umar Johnson, but he didn't show up. So it was just us that made it what it was that day, you know, hitting the drum, getting real spiritual. By the time we were finished with the drumming, the clouds were showing us different, like, signals, and, like, I saw a native head, American Indian head, basically, with a dragon face of the body of the dragon and coming right out the ear of it. I was like, whoa, this is too mystical. Like, but while we were drumming, like, who can I actually talk to when that happens? You know what I mean? So it was just the moments within the moment. And then after we were all done, there's these dragonflies. I mean, all over the place. They just going near the drum and, like, they could barely, like, stay still. They were moving so fast, yet. Like, I recorded some of it. I didn't send it out yet. Things that, like you said, it's happened on a magical, mystical way, not just no myth, not something that you got to be in fear of. You know, we've been facing fear for the longest. You know, we hear about fear. Yeah. We hear about the wolf whistle. You know, ever since the wolf whistle got out from our youngest generation all the way up to who we are now. And now we face not only that, we face the drugs, how much drugs people take and don't have discipline once they take it. You know, it showed that in a lot of people's relationships. And so now, what is it that we're disciplining ourselves enough with to where when we just on an average, you know, see a bug come in your window. That bug wasn't in your window before, but guess what? Your house wasn't there before. So now, how much is it that you're fearing of something that's so old that it still looks new to you? Some of these children, they walk around right now, never seen a bug because they didn't come in existence when the bugs were out. Now they see the bugs, they see your reaction and how you're reacting to the bug. So now what they going to do?
Oh, wow.
Learn the same program that's being shown in front of them. So they can't change it. It's because you're not giving no outlook to look at. When we say these TVs are ruining our children, we're not giving them another view to look for. If we're saying, oh, there's a bad program on, why don't you create one then? You know, like, all these programs are bad. Well, do something in the opposition of it. Don't always have the baby cry because you said you can't have that. I told you you can't have that. Change the environment up. Don't have the environment in the baby. Because once the environment's in the baby, you got a phoenix. And that's the whole, like, aspect to the storm, the phoenix. They want to show you about the water. They want to show you about the fire. They want to show how the water is all emotional. And then when they show the fire, show all fire is all strength. But then where's the strength coming from? Too masculine. Now you got to see where the masculine got to still have feminine in it. If it don't have no feminine, it destroys everything it touches. Because the emotion still got to have motion. Virgin said what? Energy in motion. So that don't mean it has to be good. That don't even mean it has to be bad. It could be a little bit of both. If you know how to work with it.
But
the
it
only
has
thing
to
is,
be.
Our problem is, now the only thing is, the problem is, we don't know left, right, left, right. We walk left, right, left, right. We don't walk left, left, right, right. So what are you doing? Now, if you know how to walk left, left, right, left, left, right, that would be skipping. See, we know the processes, but we don't put the same processes that we do in action as our words, as our deeds. Let's say I'm a cigarette smoker. I smoke a cigarette. Well, what do I do to counteract the cigarette? Or just let the cigarette take me out? That's that left, left, and then a right somewhere. This is why we got to know how to skip, know how to make the harmony back inside of self. What the brother said? Stop becoming childish. Become more childlike. If you're childish, then you disagree with everything. Now, there's a reason why you disagree with everything. Now you see why childlike is there. You can't just laugh at a child falling on their face, and that's all you do is just laugh at them. Did you check to see if they were okay first? Matter of fact, did you give them room and space enough to say, when you say, are you okay, that they start laughing, and then it'll be like, oh, it's harmless now. Now everybody can laugh. Where is the permission at for everybody? Or we just don't give nobody permissions no more. We do it for everybody else but ourselves.
We don't.
You get up and permit yourself to do other things than what you should do for yourself. And how do you feel empathy everywhere you go?
You got to do it for yourself. Man, that's deep.
I think the connection is
self first. And when we don't do self first, we have no overflow. So we begin to get drained, and now we're ego because we're in protection mode of ourselves.
So
now
we're
going to finish a thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we become fighters, like how she's saying, we become fighters, and now you're just tired of fighting. You've been fighting all your life.
Yeah.
Fight, fight, fight. Oh, here we go, another one. I knew I wasn't going to lock your ass in the beginning. Here you go, fighting again. You're like, dang, you just did you want this, or you just felt like here it come again? I told you I didn't want to beat you up, but now I have to beat you up. So now there's how you look at yourself as this warrior being spiritual. You don't have to hit this person 3, 5, 9 times. Maybe that one good time and knock them down is, okay, you know what? I am not messing with that character no more. So, or did you have to even do that? Maybe your ancestors kicked in faster than you can even throw the punch. And you're like, okay, you know what? I didn't have to do nothing. Because cyclic and cyclic, these are what the totems are there for. They tell you, hey, here's the vulture moment. Hey, you might see some sudden death around you. Just be more aware of what you're doing. You ain't got to be you in the sudden death. But now if you keep going into the sudden whatever you're doing, then there is some death coming right there and you didn't even see it coming. They talking to us all the time. So now how do you move? How is your action? When I touched that bird, I saw, oh, man, this could be a bird dying. I don't even want this bird to die. So here, me being who I am, giving this bird my own all time. I don't even know how long it's going to take for this bird to die. I'm looking at, is this bird dying or what? Now I'm thinking, like, man, this bird need to hurry up and die. But then I was like, why am I talking like this? I had to get it out of my conscience. It's like, however long you want to stay alive, bird. And it became that point where it was just, that was the ritual. That was the ritual I had to go through. Being that I just got to the store, opened the store up, sage the room up, turn on some orishas, and then here comes a bird in the back. Like, there's a bird in the back. What are we going to do? Like, we'll tune it. And that's what I did. I just tuned. I just gave it some arms. Gave it as much homage as I would give myself. If I'm about to pass away, turn on some music that I probably would listen to. Okay, ain't no music. You become the music then. We're going to get this going.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the harmony I need to exit out of here. And once I saw that bird,
yeah.
I was like, I'm not going. I'm not going. Okay, then the bird not going. The bird want to stay. All right, well, then we're going to do it what it takes to keep the bird here alive. Yeah.
Hold
and
on, y'all.
Did.
You know,
all of it became one.
And that's beautiful. And what? And also what I'm hearing is that, you know, we do this in love, okay? Now, there's that love word again, right? Because a lot of us have many different definitions of love. But, you know, this whole love word and however we feel it and how we – whatever we have been doing, it's time for all of us to do the opposite, that part. So maybe that is what, you know, can reach a lot of more people or however you do it. But, you know, I guess, again, for self, you know, it's, you know, I know for me, I have to do the opposite of what I've been doing, because if I keep going the route that I've been going, you know, it'll send me to an early grave. So, and that's not what I want. So, that part. Go ahead.
And it may not even be that you have to do the total opposite, nephew, but change has to come. Because
yeah.
any form of shifting is a form of change. So you don't have to do the total opposite, but you've got to find that maybe you need to move over just one monosecond and not a complete 10
there
minutes.
There you go.
You see
now
what
that's
I'm saying?
The correction. That's the
maybe,
correction in the change.
Right.
See?
And that's
like,
all I'm saying.
If you know
saying.
That you can't ride on the road, you can ride on the street. You can't ride on the street, ride on the grass. If you can't ride a bike, ride a skateboard. Can't ride a skateboard, go on back to the car. Can't ride a car, ride, walk. We find
right,
the
there's
to move
always
around.
Motion. And anytime
yes.
that you're in motion, you are actively
energy.
Moving. It's active
energy.
In, exactly. So you have to know that right now in my now, anything that I want to do is probable and possible. I just have to think
yes.
of how to do it. I have to think of how to
that's where the
dragonfly came
in.
I have to be, right, and that's where you have to be willing to walk into that. You can't be bold and boisterous and scared all at the same time and expect same results. If
right.
you're chaotic
you can't be dragging
and
down.
You don't know that you're chaos, you go in the room and create chaos. If you know that you have
why
to not? Hone your chaos, because when you're
yep.
around other people, you activate their chaos. So I
there
have to be
echo.
In tune with me so that I don't activate other people in spaces and places that I don't know the answers to. So it's not fair for me to trigger you, and I don't know how to tell you where you going. Now I'm going to let you run into
that
a brick
far.
Wall because I'm scared to run into the brick wall. But I know that if I trigger you, you going to take off and run into the brick wall. So this is where me loving.
Dopamine.
excuse me, the you that's me. And saying I'll just hone this energy and find another way to release it so that I don't kill what I say I love. Even me. It always brings you back to you. You can be full and filling your cup. But what are you filling your cup for others to drink from?
What?
If you're not stable, then you're giving off instability. And then you're worried about why everybody around you crazy. Why they talking to you like that? Why they acting like that? Why don't people hear me? Why don't people see me? Because you didn't see you. And you're not listening to you because all you want to do is move. But you don't understand that the energy you're moving in is bringing the issues that you're deeming are issues. And it came from a thought that was in motion. And you started creating that thought without ordering that thought, without having these things in play so that when that thought takes off, we're going to come in with a bang, but we're going to leave with a boom that's going to be so in tune, nobody will get hurt. But we'll shift the atmosphere.
And that's bringing these
positive
callers,
y'all.
Okay, positive chaos. Let's bring in these callers. If you are listening online, you will be cut off in 35 minutes, guys. They're going to cut it. So the time possibly is now to call in if you just want to listen. 929-477-3423. Only press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast, all right? So.
Only say earth some of what you eating because it sounds.
It's rice and it's fresh vegetables and, you know, it's like this whole veggie concoction that I, you know, did up because I'm on
medley.
That path too. Yeah, I'm on that path too to where I'm releasing. It's like I'm releasing all this shit at one time. I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with releasing all this shit at one time. But, well, not all of it, but, you know, it came in, like, moderation and doses. But it's, like, two things or three things that were prevalent to me all at once. But I know it needs to be done, so.
Well,
here
so
I am.
You're doing it.
Right.
Get it done.
So, let me, before
go ahead and
I
bring the callers.
Yeah, before I bring the caller in, because I think they're just listening, but the energy pool for today, is Magician and the Mirror. Last time I pulled this energy center, I pulled it in reverse. And in reverse, it was about, you know, taking the power away, but I pulled it today upright, right? So this card upright represents the collimation. I said that wrong. This card upright represents your personal and spiritual power at this time. In the magician's left hand, he is the flame of passion and action. In his right hand is a vortex of water and light of reflection. This highly beneficial card is telling you that you are the magician, and within your grasp are the amazing forces of earth and spirit. The water is energy. I'm about to get ready to go to water in a minute. Wow, the water is energy and yin, the power of spirit and clarity of thought. The flame is the energy of yang, bringing direction. There's that positive chaos. There's that dark and light. Direction of the flame is the energy of yang, bringing direction of creativity. Together, they give you the magnificent magic of transformation. The mirror stands beside the magician, reflecting the outer world's response to your choice to use or dismiss the true power that you have. Its silver reflection reveals the, this is a wand, reveals the, oh no, this is not the wand, this is a, hell, he is the wand, you know what I'm saying? So you are the magician. You are the magic wand, pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. So the true power that you have, its silver reflection reveals the future in a mist of the horizon, ready to be magically formed. When you receive the magician upright, you are put on notice that an important and powerful time is at hand. Man, don't I feel that. You are the alchemist of your life. And just as an alchemist turns base metals into gold, you are now able to transform your difficulties into your greatest blessing. Man, say, this is true in every area of your life. Claim your power and embrace your intentions in your heart and in your daily life. Direct your destiny and the mist of the future will clear into brilliant reality. So basically, keep going. Know that you are the magician. Keep going. You know, I realize a lot of us are in this space right now to where we're transitioning, to where we're transforming into this higher part of ourselves that we didn't even know existed. But we're doing this in our own ways. But it's beautiful to see living examples, you know what I'm saying? So living examples, those reflections of each other, those reflections from the elders, you know, who are in a space to face whatever it is that they need to do in order to go forward, you know what I'm saying? So gratitude and shout out to the elders who are doing their work in their own way so we can move forward. But, yeah, and shout-out to the men, too. You know, the men, shout-out to everybody, first of all. You know what I'm saying? To everybody. You know, this isn't a measurement or anything like that. Shout-out to everybody, you know, because our best, it to all of us, our best is always good enough. You know, but I have a personal appreciation for everybody that I'm naming, and to the men, you know, to the elder men and the men that stand before us that, you know, understand where the youth, you know, under them are at, you know, or even equal to them, you know what I'm saying? Not even seeing that they're under them or they're just, you know, reminding us that we're equal to you and not beneath you in any kind of way. You know, I just have a gratitude in this moment for that, and I just want to give everybody and everything their flowers. So, with that said, we had a 251-263. 251-263. Are you just listening again today? 251.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I think that's me. Hey.
Yeah, that's you. Hey, who are you? What's your name?
I forgot I was calling on my work phone. I'm Monique. Hey, you guys. Greetings, everyone.
Oh, greetings, hey, Monique. Greetings. Hey, greetings. Thank you so much. I see your number every weekend almost,
yes.
You know, just listening.
Yes.
So thank you for listening.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
and I found
thank
it through Eternal. He's such a good guy. Last weekend, our podcast, I wasn't able to share, but when you guys were talking about, you know, our ancestors and spirituals, and you brought up Axel Einstein and his work, I just wanted to share with everybody that I have had a past life regression with Axel Einstein, and he is amazing. Actually, I had another one last night with him, my second one with him,
It
was amazing, but So amazing.
I'm going to go look for it. Did he record it? Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube, yes. And
okay,
my first one is on Facebook.
On
the topic today, as far as the birds, so Eternal and I was talking about an owl. There's an owl in my backyard, and when it comes, nobody hears it in my house but me. My children say they don't hear it. But I hear it clear as day. And we talked about that it was a protection animal and all the great things about the owl. And it's good that I'm getting that information today with the podcast about the animals and how spiritual that they could be, the birds in particular.
Yes. I posted the YouTube link for everybody, because go back and click that link and look at the actual video, because the visual shows you, y'all, she was on a cruise, y'all, hear me. She was on a cruise, and she had the visual. And in the cruise, y'all, in the middle of nowhere, I'm talking ain't no land for days. Do you hear
right.
me?
Right. Yes.
In the middle of the ocean were two white doves, literally.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of nowhere, they flew and came out of nowhere. And only she saw it. Well, from her standpoint, I just got chills on man. But it's those magical things, like you said, no one heard the owl but you. You know, no one seen it was a particular, my favorite color is red, and I'm always doing root chakra work. And here lately for the last 2 weeks, I've been seeing red-winged blackbirds. Are the only birds that I've been, like, attracting, like, in a magnificent type way. You know what I'm saying? That in a blue, and the, it's like a blueberry purplish blackbird. Those two birds. So, the animals are speaking, y'all. The vibration and frequency of the animals. So, if we have never paid attention to that, now is a good space to do that.
Greetings, Sister Monica. I mean, Monique. I'm
greetings,
sorry.
Greetings, Auntie.
Monique.
It's okay. Greetings, Auntie. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When you saw those two white doves, was there transition when you got home?
It wasn't me. It's the aisle that's in my backyard. It was a young lady who was in the beginning of the podcast. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because doves come to represent eternal love. And they normally show up when transition is going to happen or is activated and already happening. With me being in hospice for so long, a lot of times I would know that the client or patient that I was with was getting ready to transition because when I went outside, there would be white doves on the cars of their family members that were visiting. So, you know, that's why when you guys were talking about the dove, I'm like, wow, did somebody pass? Was somebody getting ready to pass? Was there some level of transition? Because white doves represent eternal love. And so it's, I'm leaving you, but I love you. I'm leaving you, and I have to go. I'm leaving you, and our time is up, but I love you forevermore.
Matter of fact, I don't know if Tisha still listens to our podcast, but right when her father was transitioning, I would see white doves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I told her that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the day, I saw two huge white doves.
Mm-hmm.
So, they
normally
come
as spirit totems, and what it is they're letting you know that the person that's transitioning is on their path. And so can you love them enough to let them go? So it triggers you to not be depressed about it, but to find homage within it, that they stop by to share their love with you. And they got to go to share their love elsewhere. And as long as you're loving them, you're sharing your love as well. Eternal
in
love.
In this moment, can we please speak on, can we please speak on, you know, because many of us, you know what I'm saying, are afraid of death. You know, our perception of death, you know, is keeping us in a certain vibration. And Auntie, I know that you go back and forth and you have a time with it, but I still also know that you have a healthy experience and a healthy aspect with communicating with your ancestors. It's just the going through that moment of transition that may be harder for you.
Be in the now.
I could be wrong.
Be in the now.
Okay.
Whatever it is that you're feeling, experience it. Allow it to come up. Because you remember, with me, with my mother and my daddy, which was my grandfather, the bond was always a safety net. You know, it was always, you can do whatever you want, because whatever you end up in, they coming to get you. They got you. They ain't going to let you be messed up. I went to jail one time, y'all, and my mama and my grandfather did not come get me. My daddy told me, didn't I tell you not to go to jail? I told you, I come and get you from hell, but I ain't coming to get you from jail. They left me in jail, y'all, and I had a stroke and was still able to move. I had the biggest temper tantrum. I called everybody on the globe that I could think to call in my prayers, because then I wasn't aware of who I am today. I was giving it to Jesus and giving it to church and giving it, you know, I was religious and following religion. And I couldn't believe that they had left me, y'all. They made me stay. And that was my realization that, oh, you are you got. And it was that, you know, when they transitioned, it was like, oh, my God, it's permanent. I mean, their physical bodies aren't here anymore. Their physical accessibility, I literally have to go into the spirit. And then I've got to wait for signs and symbols that let me know they hear me. So it took a long time. This year, yesterday, makes 11 years that we laid my mother's body down. And I didn't wake up crying. I wasn't depressed. I wasn't heavy. I didn't feel bad. And I smelt roses, and I knew that my mother was good. And she had also let me know that I had finally made it where I needed to be healthy in the remembrance. Because every time I thought about my mother, I thought about my loss of my mother and not just thinking about my mother. Now I'm in a space where, in my now, I'm remembering my mother and not the loss of my mother. And that was key for me. And so when we stop thinking about what we're losing in this person no longer being, but what we're gaining in this person being just who they are, energy, it gives you a better way to look at it. And when you change your perception, you'll change your feelings upon it. And so now, no, my mother's not suffering from COPD and emphysema anymore. Her body is not weak. She's not fighting to breathe. She's not under the title of mental illness. She's not stressed and worried of coronavirus and the ways of the world. She's not worried about if she's going to be able to come for a birthday party or gathering or something where she has to spend extra money that she wasn't thinking about initially. All of these things now became she's free.
She's free. Yeah.
She's really free. So if I love her, why am I not loving her in her freedom? Now she don't need a plane ticket to come see me. I can just say, Mommy, I need you.
Just tap in.
And she'll show up.
Yep.
You know
Without
what I'm saying?
Fear.
Now we, you got to get here, and how we going to get you home, and who going to watch the snake and the bird? Because my mom's house was African Lion Safari, I swear. She had everything in her house. And I used to be scared because I didn't want to go in the house when they were feeding the snake because I have a fear of rats as well. I don't, you know, hey, I'll follow them if this is the end of the world because I know they're survivors, but I don't want them to know I'm following.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Not everyone's for a touch.
Right. You know, everything ain't for everybody, but we can use it all. Let's just be respectful in how we use it. Y'all don't come bother me, and I won't come bother y'all. And we can coexist. So the transition is something that you have to be willing to embrace. We're afraid to die, and yet we be so tired that we want to go to sleep. And we speak that spell over ourselves a lot in life. I'm so tired. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to lay down. I just want to quit. I just want to this. And I do it, too. I'm guilty. I do it, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we don't understand that when we finally get our wish, when we finally are living off of the spells that we've been creating for so long, not even knowing we're doing it, not even realize we activated it. And then when it's time to go, it's, oh, no, I'm scared to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Well, I thought you wanted to go to sleep. I thought you was tired. I thought you just wanted
to
lay down.
You keep chanting the spell long enough. You keep chanting that long enough, you just might get what you want.
Why? You just might get what you're asking for. Because we be asking for stuff that we don't know we want.
Yeah.
We be asking for stuff, and you know, she get on my nerves. You better watch how you talking to these elders. Oh, I wish she so miserable. I wish she died. Remember you said that now. The universe keep books. You know, the universe know what's going on. Watch your mouth. Order your words.
Oh, okay. Eternal wanted to add to that too.
Come
and
on.
After that, y'all, we're gonna continue to we're gonna wrap it up after that, y'all. Monique, thank you so much. I'm gonna go ahead and mute you, but thank you so much for your consistency and listening to us. We appreciate you. yes.
Yes,
shout out to anybody.
Too.
Oh, okay, nice. I know it's two numbers of y'all that call every weekend, and thank y'all your consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, a 757 number. Yes, absolutely. So we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all so much, you know, as EAR is growing, you know, and we appreciate to those who have been donating as well to EAR, to the cause as well. So we definitely appreciate it, y'all. So, okay, you know, there is a book also, you guys. There's a book by Neil Donald Walsh called Home with God. And if you need, some people need, you know, the book. You are the book at the end of the day. We know all of that spiritual, you know, we know the spirituality and all that, you know, as to the end all. But sometimes we need springboards, and sometimes we need, you know, just a little nudge or just a little guidance. So if you find it in your heart of heart, there is a book on Amazon called Home with God. And the author of the book is Neil Donald Walsh. That is a great dialogue, and that is a great commentary for you to anyone who is shifting their perspective on the topic of death. Again, Home with God is the name, title, Neil Donald Walsh.
I want to let people know as well. Yeah, right before he come in, I just want to let folks know who are dealing with transition because it's prevalent. As sure as you take your breath of life, your breath will no longer retain your life at some point in this natural atmosphere. It is natural and it is normal to feel anger, to feel guilt, to feel the difficulties that come with detachment, to deal in your ego, to be frustrated, to hurt, to have resentment. All of these emotions are normal to feel during transition of a loved one. It is natural. So don't beat yourself up about how you're feeling. Allow your negative feelings to rise and flow, because as you allow them to come, you allow them to go. If you don't allow them to come, if you don't allow yourself to feel it, you can't release it. Transition is tricky for a lot of people because they try to make it about the person who has died, and they're not understanding or seeing them in the attachment they had to that person. Even if they haven't been around them a lot. A lot of us are stuck in the, we can always go back, and sometimes their clock runs out before ours does, and their number's called before ours does. And so we don't know how to let go, when letting go is also a form of love. So remember that when you're going through transition. Get mad. Get frustrated. Cry about it. Yell out. Speak to them because they still can hear you.
And it wasn't until yesterday I had sat down with one of my best friends, and I pulled out the obituaries, and I didn't realize my twin flame, the whole numerology of his time he entered and his time left, and a connection to his mother. He was trying to tell me something right when he was leaving, and I didn't realize till yesterday. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's ways that they leave us breadcrumbs, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And my grasshopper was my nickname. And one of the first things, I've never seen grasshopper. When the last time you really just seen a fucking grasshopper in life? Come on, y'all. Once every 10 years, you know? But right?
I see him all the
time. The next day after he died. Well, I don't see him a lot, you know what I'm saying? But right after he passed, that was the first thing I saw was a grasshopper. So it's like, you know, it's these subtle things that happen, you know, and that we have to pay attention to. All right, so Neil Donald Walsh, Home with God, is the book, y'all. And Eternal, go ahead, and after you, Eternal, we can go ahead and wrap it up.
There's the etiquette and the tact that, you know, a lot of us lost and, you know, still resourcing ourselves back into, because we learned Etymon as Ebonics in our family. And Etymon is our first language and Ebonics. However, some of us don't take that. So the likeness and unlikenesses of how we, you know, even accept, as we call it, the passing of someone. When we're looking at past is still consistent. Until we say past with an ED is only one is educated to knowing what that was. So to be a present, you have to P with recent. Present, resent your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Just like how if it's not recent to your thoughts, it's not a present to your thoughts. So just like when you said the word tired, we use this word tired. It's tie with I, T-I, and then it's R-E-D, so it's red, always in the root chakra. So now your deer or your red is backwards if you can't see the deer from your own headlights. We're creating lights out of the word tired. My mom always said it. So that's why it was a reflection of saying, why do you want to say that to yourself? Why do you want to say it to everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when you want to get old to the point of saying old, why would you want to say that? You know. And then there's the point of when you want to retire, you say, oh, I want to retire. Why do you want to say that? You just put a retired tread on yourself. Now, if I say the word tread, take out the I out of tired, and you find yourself being tread. We've been treading words for a constant. So now it's like, what words are we saying to our conscience to make it constant? It's called consistent for a reason. So you're reading your sun, you're raying your sun, the rea as in being ray of sunlight, is it really light that you put back to self in dark when you're feeling dark? Is it about dark or is it about the arch and dark? Represent yourself, you know? There's a point of how you are the true representative of yourself. After a while, you see the personality of yourself, then the characteristics of yourself. Then you'll see, is that really spirituality of yourself? Are you really solistically of yourself? Can you see yourself universally of yourself? Is it now galactically of yourself? Because if not, what world do you create for even yourself? Because this was going on. A lot of us are stuck in our past, and we keep looking at the past, and you say, man, the past is just terrible. It's the past. Yeah, because it's in the past. It's not in the present. However, you keep wanting the past to be in the present, then you're not having a good time like you had a birthday cake in front of you. And you're saying, oh, hey, everybody, he got Elmo this, Elmo that, Elmo that. And look at his sad face. He don't even want it. He's just sitting there mad and upset. Like, this is not the way I wanted it. Why? Because I know it's in the gift. It's a present. But yet, you're the present. You've been blowing out your life since how long? Man, what kind of rituals have we been doing? Wrong, wrong, wrong. Now it's ring, ring, ring. You've been hearing the wrong ring for the longest. Now you hear the right ring, and now the ring is the left ring to your right ring. And now, ring, it's the telephone. What is this, T or E? It's E-T now. You put T as a time, but it's X, like a plus sign. Yet it still can symbol, have the sigils of energy. That's why it's still an E. It's why we are into a T as T time or T off the ball to see how we keep our eyes on the ball, but be the all. How can we be the all? Maybe you have to just be yourself. Know thyself. Once you know thyself, then you can know who you are around each other. And now you know how thyself with a V-E-S, not just an L, with an F.
Yes.
I stand F-U, what F-U would do, found under the consent of the king. Yet not the king, but the ring. Ring yourself to a new alignment. You are a new alignment, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Every monosecond.
Right.
Every monosecond.
Yes.
You are something different every monosecond.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, y'all. This has been a beautiful broadcast. Again, thank everybody who continues to listen to EAR as we continue to grow in consistency. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Also, be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. We have cool books that you can download directly from the website, as well as we got a shopping section for you to pick up some of the great products that these are black-owned businesses, all right? So this isn't any commercial. This is something the EAR family, you know, Eternal has a lot of great stuff. He makes dope, great copper pieces, you guys. If anything, check out those copper pieces Eternal got. I mean, he cold with them hands, you know what I'm saying? Massages, drums, all of that. So be sure to check him out. If you need to contact any of us on the platform for reading sessions, we all do them for your private, you know, consultation. So all of that is at Hanson Awareness. Familiarize yourself with the entire website, guys. All right. We are also open for sponsorship. Shout out to DJ Rain Brock. Definitely still love and appreciate him. Appreciate to everybody who has come through EAR, you know. Yes, go ahead, Eternal. Eternal wants to add one more thing before. And after Eternal adds, Auntie, go ahead with your wrap-up and then. Well, Eternal, can you tie that in with your wrap-up? Auntie, go ahead and go ahead, Auntie.
Okay. Yeah, so the totem animal and what this is about, this is about knowing that you are nature, and nature is you.
Mm.
Period. You are nature, and nature is you. This is the simplest way to revert it. This body is nature. This thing that we walk around that we're renting for time and space. It's nature. And you're going to commune with nature. You commune with the water. You commune with the air. You commune with the insects. You commune with the larvae. You commune with the trees, who are the mothers of the earth. That's why they bellow down into the soil just as much as they bellow up above it. Trees are the medium. Where you see their base, that is the beginning of what goes below. As above, so below. The tree, everything that you see on the tree above it is everything that it is below it. We must become like the tree in our light and darkness. And then as we erect or have a stimuli to doing that, we must expand so that we have balance in the two diasporas of what is us. That's nature. So if you can hear a bird off into the distance and it's a rhythm to it, pay attention to how your heart will change how it beats. We don't pay attention to music and vibrations and tones and things of that nature. For when you hear the ambulance 2 blocks away, why is your heart beating 2 blocks away? Because we've been trained to know that that means that something is wrong. So your blood pressure will elevate. Your heartbeat will pump faster. Where is the ambulance or the police car so that I can get over to the right out of their way? Some of this is programming, and even if we're getting it from our ancestors, we're still programmed. So stop being upset about being programmed and be the programmer of your programs. You have a right to pick and choose from the toy box that is you and what you're going to activate. Work in not reaction, because reaction is attached to your survival. Work in response and understand what you're saying and why you say it. Understand the intent on what you're saying and why you're saying it. Because what you release into the universe, if you don't do it in love, you're still going to get it back. It's called reciprocation. And a lot of us don't even acknowledge the reciprocations that we get because we're looking from somewhere for this energy to come from. And we're saying that it should come from here and it should come from there. However, it's only going to come from where we need it to come from in order for us to grow. This is life. Enjoy it. Even your lows. Enjoy it. It'll teach you what you don't like.
Even your low.
That's what your lows come to do. Your lows come to teach you what you don't like. So you can't deny what you don't like in your lows. Your lows come to teach you what you don't like. Your highs come to teach you what you do. There's a medium. If you don't know what you don't like and you're just giving off energy, you're going to be giving people what you don't like. So what happens to that? You attract what you don't like. If you're giving people from a balanced place everything that you do like, then you'll attract the things you do like, and you don't have to force them. They'll come naturally, and nobody's a fake around you because you're not being fake to you. Therefore, you can't give off fake. The birds come and sit next to you. The insects crawl on you. The things that fly acknowledge that you, too, have wings. But if you don't take time enough to recognize when you're changing from the larvae to the caterpillar to the butterfly, then you're in confusion of where you are when you get where you at. This is what you're giving to other people. This is why it seems like other people are giving it to you. Are you the toning fork in your symphony? Because you have all of the instruments in nature. Use them wisely, but you have to know what they sound like to you, what they look like to you, what they mean to you, in order for you to teach the language of you, for you to reciprocate you when you give you. That's balance, and that's the joy of life. Enjoy your day. Peace, love, and light, even from our darkness. Ashe.
Ashe. All right, Eternal.
With intent comes intention. So when are we able to see our intent? Is it the 10 with an int? An inch of an inch of thought. Are we using our X and our plus time to actually say what time is time? Time to be irrelevant, yet time is as time was. You are in your time of yourself, only if you saw emit backwards, what time actually is. When you emit something, you're actually becoming that true E and M and its energy, with the M being mental, to how you see the I of T plus the time sign wordplay.
is this that we use these things to have the echo and etch back into our thoughts. So we need these totems to tell us again the motto or motto of what tomato is, like tomato or tomato. We have different ways we spell or spell these words, but now we see it as a tree in Trinity, or a tree that actually has bark with root, branches, and fruit to actually give us the thought of projection. Is it a pro with eject, or is it injection as eject, like an ejaculation? This is what master and masturbation became if we see it as debate, and we're debaters all the time. This is why this is immature of how we even complete these words, and we call it a rhyme. But yet, is it the rim that's coming off the watermelon and you couldn't see even with the grim of a smile, and smile being a grin, but yet a frown being upside down, clown or a crown does he wear when he walks around? This sound that we say is word-bound, but yet it's spell-bound by words and town of sound. Your nouns are your verbs and your actions. So is it a proverb or is it proper noun that you speak of? That's what this peak of frustration not, then of course how we use it when we call it meditation. It's a medium to everything. As good is bad, bad is good. Shoot, every probably movie you've seen, you've probably been rooting for the bad person as you would for the good. Now you think you would or you should as you could with the energy of the thought of what wood is. Wood is the element. Just like incense, you smoke it, you burn it, you give back to Buddha. That's Buddha, Buddha. Energy as Jedi with your red eye, third eye, first eye. Like King Kong, you crawl to the top of what we call the sky. Scraper. Yet, is it how you scraped her with a paper? This is why this paper is another point to the paper being a root from the tree as the bark could be the fruit, but instead we want the juice. What juice do you use? The J with a U? The I-C-E, like ice is, when you can't see the J being a hook. Also a R with this rook. So if your bishop becomes a knight, can you see your day from your night? Does it really exist even in Mother Nature? You know the days, just like the days start with a daze in your thought. You come with a daze, but is the daze just like a G with glaze and thought? Like you want a glazed thought, but is it dough and nut your thought as you do nut or don't nut your thought out? As a squirrel is with a squire and earl. Did you see the squire or do you sit down at the earl and have a earl with L? That spell that we call this spell of this now being a dis-ease in thought. How do we freeze now our thoughts like Jack being a frost without raping her on the rape her, but yet that's the snowman came out to become now Snow White. Now how white are we? What purity do you use to pure yourself? You know? Are you really pure yourself, or you have to see the poor yourself before you say you're pure to yourself? You might have ignored yourself. So now the ancestors show you for sure yourself. Every mountain to the sea and sea being a shore to self. How do you paddle with your oar to self? Isn't oar also gold? So go for your gold. If not, you haven't been told what you've been told. Are you a frog or a toad? What'd you tell yourself? Heaven or hell? That's what they said about the head being the tail, tail being the head. A-O or O-A, Alpha Omega, wordplay. I said,
you said was yours and mine. Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth is weeping sure? Children dead from war. Did you ever stop to notice